Welcome back. Farm Talk. I'm Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. One more time here, and we're going to head up to the Devil's Lake area and visit with New Seeds' Allison Pukshevinsky. Good afternoon, Allison.
Good afternoon, Mick.
Well, I was in Devil's Lake at KDLR last week and couldn't connect with you because you were down in, I assume, field days in North Central South Dakota. Was it Mobridge or McLaughlin?
No, it was McLaughlin.
All right. How's the sunflower crop looking down there?
You know, really good. That whole area, there's some areas where there is some lower yield sunflowers that maybe missed out on a couple of critical rains, but for the most part, growers are happy. The few sunflowers that have been taken off, and those that will soon to be harvested, growers are looking forward to it.
All right. And what kind of yield reports are you hearing here mid-October, which is kind of a little early for a sunflower harvest down there, isn't it?
You know, it is, but some growers decided to plant a little early. And then because of how nice of a fall we had, there was some desiccation out there as well. And, you know, I've been hearing variable reports, like I said, kind of depending upon moisture. Southwestern portion of North Dakota, been hearing reports kind of anywhere from 1,300 to 1,900 pounds of sunflowers. Mm-hmm. And then on the higher end, I've been hearing some reports from northeastern part of North Dakota. I've been hearing some sunflowers running over 3,000 pounds.
You know, Northeast
with good oil content and actually really good oil content and good test weight as well.
Northeast North Dakota has the canola capital, spring wheat, other and a few more soybeans. But I've been up there a couple of times this year. I've seen more sunflowers, and it looks like acreage of sunflowers Northeast North Dakota is on the increase.
It is, and I think that trend is even going to continue through 2022. You know, the processors out there, they want sunflower acres. A couple of crush processors, ADM, Cargill, they actually came out with 2022 new crop contract pricing already, and so they want the acres, and they want it to be on growers' minds, and they also don't want growers to maybe do something this fall that would factor in what they're going to plant for those acres next year, whether that be, making fall fertilizer decisions. Of course, that's a whole nother discussion with fertilizer prices right now, but with any fall fertilizer applied or even, some fall applied herbicides that might affect for next year's crop.
Yeah.
So they want growers to have sunflowers on their mind and not make any drastic decisions that will inhibit that.
And farmers want to plant a crop that has profit potential, and I guess that is the number one sticking point in addition to all of the other benefits. But hey, there's a lot of profit in sunflowers right now.
Oh, there is. And let's say you are contracting for crush too, so not only is just your base price for contracting good, but you can also get an oil premium. So anything over 40%, you get a premium. And I think that's a very obtainable goal to at least get 43-44% oil. So that price is a little bit higher. And sunflowers are also just a good crop in the rotation. And that's really shining through on a year like this that we just had.
They don't call them clear field for nothing because you can rotate your chemistry, diversity of weed management systems, and take care of some problem weeds that way.
Yeah. So there's two different types of programs, herbicide programs. You have your clear field, and within that, there's clear field and there's clear field plus as well. So that means that you can go even a little bit higher rates of beyond and also use an MSO with your tank. And, where that can really be advantage to a grower is, number one, let's say your pre-didn't work necessarily as good as you had hoped. Maybe you didn't get a rain at the right time, or let's say your weeds are a little bit taller than you're hoping. Of course, you know, on the label, they want you spraying, you know, 3-4 inch weeds. And a lot of times when you're out there, it's a little bit larger. Granted, having MSO in with the tank isn't the solve-all, for weed problems, but it can certainly help clean up those fields a little bit more. And then you have the Express Sun program where you can spray those sunflowers tolerance to Express. So both are excellent options with sunflowers. Of course, not a replacement for a good pre-program as well. We want growers to be doing both.
Visiting with Allison Pukshevinsky, Technical Product Manager for Nuseed. This year, a drought year, obviously, not a whole lot of wet disease issues. But were there any diseases that showed up, or was it a pretty much disease problem-free year?
Well, even on a year that was this hot and dry, there was still a little bit of disease out there, but not nearly as much as you would see on a wetter year. I did see some late season rust up there on some sunflower leaves. Of course, with how late it was set in, I don't think it actually impacted any yield for growers. And then I did see some Sclerotinia, the basal stalk rot. So that's where the sunflower roots come in contact with the sclerotia in the soil, and then it kind of impacts and kills the whole plant early. I did see a little bit of that more than I typically do. And I think part of that is just with how good those sunflower root systems are, there was more root mass to come into contact with the Sclerotinia in the soil. And then we started having some rain in mid-August, and so those roots came in contact with the Sclerotinia then.
Okay. Now, with the good support roots, feeder roots, and all, describe stalk integrity. Are we, because sunflower is probably the most top-heavy plant that farmers can grow, and hey, we're having a little wind and wet today. How are we doing for stalk integrity?
Well, I think so far so good. We've had some strong winds through the summer, and sunflowers have been holding up pretty good, and for right now, those plants are drying down, so they don't weigh quite as much. And since we did not have a lot of stalk disease, I think those sunflowers are hopefully going to be able to handle this weather that we're having, this all day rain. And I think fingers crossed they're going to shape okay.
Last week, when I was up in the Devil's Lake area, again, missed you, but went out west a ways, visited with Benson County Extension agent Scott Kanoki, who said that, yeah, this year, different. We've got less, swampy areas, potholes. We've got less cattails. We have fewer birds. And what birds we have are in the cornfields, not the same. You got a sunflower field on one side of the road, cornfield on the other side of the road. Birds tending to migrate or occupied the cornfield more than the sunflower field. Have you heard that or seen that?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I actually haven't. I've seen some blackbirds out there. Not a whole lot in sunflowers. But I'm not going to complain. Hey, the corn acres can take all the blackbirds that they want.
Yeah.
They're welcome to have it. You know, I think it does help that, sunflower acres all seem to be on a similar maturity page. And then those growers that did have early flowers, they tended to desiccate. And so I think that helps as well. And you're right. There was quite a few cattail acres that were burned last fall. And then those areas were just dry this spring. And so by doing some of those management things in the fall, when you're able to get rid of any cattail areas is one of the ways to go, along with planting early, desiccating, getting them off before the blackbirds even have a chance.
Yeah, the formula for success for a profitable crop, sunflowers. Allison Puckshevinsky, New Seed, how do producers find out a variety or a person that is just right for them?
Yeah, so best suggestion I would say is go on to newseed.com and check out our distributors that we have. And then there's also contact information for all of us that are with New Seed as well. And of course, anybody's always welcome to give us a call to help pinpoint good hybrid for their field.
Gotcha. Allison, thank you for the visit. Have a good rest of the fall, and we'll check in with you later.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Mick. Enjoy the rain.
All right. I am enjoying it indeed.